It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a hit.
Welcome to the G2 Voice Broadcast. It's Sunday, February 16th, in the year of the Lord God Almighty, 2020. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe is in the house, but we have another Grennan in the house, and that would be Jonathan Grennan. So you're like a co-host.
Yeah.
You're a host of the co.
The brother of the co-host.
Yeah. No, you're the co-host of the co-host, right? Anyways, it's good to have you with us because that's what the whole newsletter and the whole broadcast about. He came back from the Dominican Republic, and he's got some news from the field where he grew up, and we can even get into that a little bit if we have time. But good to have him with him. I'm going to have him talk in a minute. At least say hi.
Hi, guys. It's good to be here. This is the first time that I'm in the G2 Voice office.
Studio,
so it's good to be here. A lot going on. Yeah.
A lot going on. Wow. We got a lot of stuff going on. And just what he did last month or so is just a good testimony to the long-lastingness of people wanting to be healthy using chlorine dioxide. Okay? Because we started the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, Jim Humble and I, there in 2010. He goes back in 2020, 10 years later. And we get some good testimonies, and we got a lot of people. Guy was on TV. He's I think you're more famous than Big Poppy.
Maybe in Barahona, that area.
And he played baseball from there, so that's kind of funny. Anyways, we'll get into that. This is in the middle. Right now, we are not here. Right now, we're not here. We are finishing up our last day of our 62nd seminar in English in Colombia. So this is pre-recorded. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
This is pre-recorded. Probably say hi to myself Sunday. Hey, how you doing, Dina?
Hello to all the students.
Yeah, all the students. Hi, myself. Hi, Joe, my yourself.
Hey, you know? I'm here.
And we did that one other seminar. We said hi to ourselves.
Hey, remember? Me.
In Arkansas.
Okay, yeah.
We had it on. This is 62nd. In the last three, okay, and don't take anything away from the other seminars, but that was all training on how to use MMS. I wouldn't say no practicals. You were doing everything. That's practical. We do some of it, but we show them how to do everything, and they take home 50 videos. But this will be the fourth seminar now that I've based it upon my book, okay? And it's really important for you to understand that there's only one dis-ease in the body. Your body's either at ease, working in balance, homeostasis, everything working correctly like God intended, or it's in a state of dis-ease. And that's only one state. It just changes like that. What caused it? So I got things like, what is the dis-ease of the body? Why is the body diseased? How to stop the body from being diseased? History of Western medicine that will open your eyes and hopefully motivate you many to start doing something about it. Start back in the 1700s, not only following vaccines, but chemical companies, the people in charge, the bankers, and how they manipulated everything to own the AMA, the CDC, the FDA, the EPA, the Fed. I mean, really opening eyes. This is real history, folks. This is not fiction. Now, either is this book, the one I just came out with last month. This is the genesis of the Genesis 2 Church. Back in 2006, what happened and what's happening up to 2014. Month or so, volume 3 is coming out where we pick up from there and go to present time, and it's crazy, present time. The first 2 months of this year have been crazy. It just we'll get into it a little, maybe a little bit later. But so the seminar is based upon a lot of the chapters in this book. Show you how the body works. You know, we have one chapter, we laugh about it, and I kind of made it a little funny to get your attention, from the pie hole to the butthole. And it's describing the digestive tube that runs through your body. It has two openings. So it's really outside your body and how it works. And if you understand how God, the creator of it all, put this marvelous body together. Joe has a new microscope. It's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah, we're practicing with that.
Man, we're seeing some stuff. We are seeing some stuff. So we'll even be able to check people's blood when they come here. It's really cool. But I recommend you, because you're not going to make this seminar, obviously. And next week we're having a Spanish one. So if you're a Spanish speaker, you're listening to us, you got a week. You can, especially if you're in Colombia, you can just let us know and pay at the door. And that'll be in Espanol, okay? Next week, dates?
La fecha son el 22 y el 23 de febrero. Pueden inscribirse comunicándose conmigo, joseph@genesis2church.es.
So, you heard in Spanish? I hope you come. It's going to help you. Now, I will get on to what we're going to talk to John about, testimonies he's brought back. But last week we talked about don't fear any virus if you have the G2 sacraments, okay? And what are they? Joe, can you hear me those? Without knocking over a glass. There's three people here with juice and stuff. So this is sacraments, the basis, okay? Sodium chloride, hydrochloric acid, same, a lot weaker than in your stomach, makes chlorine dioxide. Just heard yesterday, I don't know if it's true, but the person told me, I don't know, there's no reason to lie, but there's already patents of chlorine dioxide back to the 1811, Sir Henry Davies, okay? But the CDC is saying for the coronavirus, chlorine dioxide will kill it. Now, we're going to get that up next week, probably in a newsletter. The guy told me about it, but there's a patent in it. There's a patent for these things saying they killed the human coronaviruses.
Yeah.
Well, as what, Ajax? And it's a very weak virus, folks.
Yeah, Dick
okay?
Call.
Which, that's what we talked about last week. We don't care what virus it is. Case in point, this is the man that stopped the crisis from happening in 2014 with one of our other bishops in Barahona, where he just came from. And the crisis was?
The chikungunya virus.
And that's a virus.
Yeah.
Caused by a mosquito bite, right?
Well, and then that's what they say.
Yeah.
It starts out some other way.
We're talking to some sick puppies. These puppies were sick. He went into 800-600 people, right? In the sugarcane fields with the Haitians.
Well, Joseph basically, went, Bishop Joseph.
Before you.
Before me, had already treated about 450 people.
Right.
I was guiding them through emails and how to go about it. But about 3 to 4 weeks before people started getting this chikungunya virus, they were vaccinated. And then, of course, it was spread through the mosquitoes. This is in a Bate area where it's very wet, a lot of mosquitoes.
Listen, you hear what he just said? They were vaccinated, and it broke out. Measles, one of the biggest, Joe, more than Ebola in the Congo. Just recently, right?
Yep.
Ebola, more, a lot more. People died of measles, but they were vaccinated
for the
measles.
They had just vaccinated in that area, yeah.
And this coronavirus, it's really kind of, it's a very weak one, but it's spreading like crazy. And I think it's worse than people think, but we don't fear it. We kind of, we don't laugh at it. This is, I mean, people are dropping into hell, okay? I believe spiritually, if you live, and I mean, if you die without the Messiah, Emmanuel, being part of your life and accepting his sacrifice, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you're going to be separated from God forever in a holding tank in the middle of this earth for a while until the last judgment. People have come back from the dead and talked about it. I know a couple. And they had no reason to lie about it. And the Bible confirms it, in which everything else it confirms in history. Okay? So we'll move on from there, but that's more important to me than anything else I'm doing. This coronavirus is a real weak one. Here we got you, John, in some pictures that Joe's going to put up in the video of John helping Joseph.
Yeah, we were using, at that point, CDS in the in daily
big,
bottle.
Yeah, big.
And things. They were taking it throughout the day. But the ones that were really sick, we would give them MMS drops at the moment. And probably between 10 and 12 on the adults. And similar to malaria.
Sure.
But once they did about two of those, they would stick to about three more days taking the bottle. And it was they would come back and there were no fever, no symptoms of anything.
It was literally an epidemic, a pandemic.
It got into
in that little valley, right?
In the United States, they had a couple
yeah, they have
cases.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this broke out right there, and they were giving vaccines out, folks. Come on. Think about it. Think about if I was injected with the chikungunya virus,
chikungunya.
Right? Then a mosquito bit me, right? Then later on bites you. In theory, they even say other things are transmitted this way. You get it from that mosquito that they put in the vaccine.
Yeah.
The virus they put in the vaccine. Patented stuff. Zika patented. Coronavirus patented. Ebola patented. AIDS patented. The test and the vaccines all patented. When are you going to wake up? Wake up! Man, come on. This ain't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. That they're screwing with our health, but we have the thing that can wipe it all out. That's why I don't fear it at all. I hit stuff. I've come up in Florida last week to get my book printed and spent about a week. And I got sick one day, man. I just got really sick, and I don't get sick. And I just hit six drops about seven times that day. Slept a little bit because it knocks me out. And I was fine. Ready to fly the next morning.
Look at this, 2014, a patent. Chlorine dioxide gas used for treatment of disease caused by infection of respiratory virus. Here is the term respiratory virus. And in there they got the SARS, the bird flu, the coronavirus, and the 2014. It kills it. That's chlorine dioxide.
Now, that's not the CDC, right?
This is Google Patents.
Okay.
This is the
patent.
Yeah. Chlorine dioxide.
You're being duped because you don't do your due diligence. You just kind of like, oh, well, that can...
you can use that. You can use hydrogen peroxide. You can use ozone.
Yeah.
All these things will kill it.
And Mike Adams says you could probably use colloidal silver.
Probably, yeah.
And because it's a very weak virus. See, folks, our body was made to handle viruses, bacterias, pathogens, cancer cells, cancer, funguses, heavy metals. And that's why we have an immune... You wouldn't need an immune system if it never needed to be used, right? I mean, this doesn't... Come on. Think logical. You went to public school. That's why you don't know how to reason, have logic. So think about it. They're duping us, and we have the results of them duping us over and over again. People get vaccinated. People pop up with this crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guy that developed the polio vaccine said he feared that if not everyone, 90%, 5% of everyone that had polio today was caused by the vaccine. He said that in the 60s because it brought down. I got it when I was a kid. I got that little hole up here. Weird, man. So anyways, you could see the videos. You'll be able to see in the video. You could see the pictures in the video of people being healed. You got Joseph there. You got John there. And even like four videos.
That's 150 people pretty much in 2 days.
Right.
I mean, suffering. And, you know, over time, when you get the chikungunya virus, they say it creates symptoms like arthritis, and some people can't even walk. Mm-hmm. And we did have a couple people that came in that were barely walking.
They were already advanced, right?
They had had it for 3 months or more.
Yeah.
And it did take them a little bit more, maybe a week, but they just kept at it, and it was completely gone. They're walking again, no pain.
We don't know exactly what it is, and if you hear people say, I know exactly what it is, it's the lactic acid in the joints and the inflammation, and literally they go on. And we know, all we know is this. I told Mike Adams this. He's a scientist. But I told him, you know the scientific method I use? He goes, what? Observation repeatability. He goes, well, that's a scientific method. Mm-hmm. I said, so. And he goes, you're a pastor. You come up with that. I'm a scientist. And we both come to the conclusion that the body should work like this. It should take natural things. You can detox it.
We're
full of toxin. Yeah. And he said, that's cool. So I'm saying all that to say this. We know by the results we're getting that we can get rid of this stuff. So don't fear it, folks. you know, in fact, you guys are
well, don't fear it. Get this in your hands.
Yeah.
And you won't fear it.
Right.
You know?
And you can click on our sites and see. I think they're out of some things right now, but he said about another week they'll have more. But you need to get my book. Not because, he wants to make a lot of money. All the money goes in the church. Okay? We even have projects we do all the time. We're trying to raise 10 grand for a guy in Ghana that does great stuff. I'll show you that in a minute. But, yeah, I want to have John here to say, that's a virus they wiped out in a few days, okay? And you don't hear anything about John getting a Nobel Peace Prize and Bishop Joseph.
Well, he's going to get a humble prize.
No.
Ooh.
Maybe
we got some ideas about that. So I'm going to keep rolling because we got an interesting program today. Guess it's interesting every week. The CDC warns the new coronavirus test kits don't work. Now, this is from Mike Adams. He came up with this article. When I say Mike Adams, that doesn't mean he wrote it, because he has a team of people that do research all the time. But he's saying that the test they've given everybody in America and supplying all the hospitals and places and the borders and the airports is a test that doesn't even work. It makes the people that don't have it look like they have it. The people that have it don't have it.
Yeah.
So he says this is like getting set up again for a mess. It comes in, which is, I think, 12 people now. One doctor in China said he fears that 50,000 already dead. And you can see from two areas in the satellite photos through infrared, sulfur dioxide in two areas around where all the breakouts are. Like, that's what happens when you burn mass graves, mass bodies. And people are dropping. We're seeing the videos, and they're shaking. We're seeing it. It's in a city now locked down 1,000 miles away. So why are you trying to scare us? No, I'm trying to say they can put this up, and there were vaccines in the area, and even 5G was being tested through these frequencies. They say it can make viruses replicate and go crazy.
Well, and the lab was right there where it was released.
Right there. So, man, I don't believe it. Well, then turn it off and go listen to CNN. Okay, you get more. A dog sniffing the ass of another dog gets more information scientifically than CNN would ever put out. Is that true? Or what?
Yeah.
That is true. So I say read the CDC coronavirus test kits distributed all across America found to produce false negatives due to failed test kit regions. I believe that's the adjuvants or the way it's set up. I didn't read the whole article, but check it out, folks. It's on Natural News. Good guy, Mike, and he's become a good friend recently, showing people that chlorine dioxide will probably wipe it out. He did say, and I'm not saying this bad against him at all, he did say, I wouldn't take it all the time. I'd take it to kill this, but I wouldn't take it all the time. Well, we've been taking it for 12 years, Jim for 20, many people know over 10 years. And even the studies of taking it a lot does no damage to any of the cells, the red blood cells, the good bacteria. It can't. If oxygen cannot hurt those things, we can't, because we're an oxidizer weaker than oxygen. So just, you know, if you hear that, just take it with a grain of salt. You can take it every day. Sometimes you have to back down, though. You know, and we do. We just follow the way we're telling you how to take it. Don't go to these sites that just have it for sale. And if they don't show you how to use it, I wouldn't buy it.
Exactly.
We give you a pamphlet. And I'd say there's other people that do too, saying, do it like this. Here's a video. Might even have a video of me showing how to do it. That's cool. I like that. In China, they pirated all our stuff and Jim Humble's stuff. And I'm glad right now. Maybe a lot of them have the stuff, and they're making it.
Maybe some people are prepared.
So, let's move on from that. But I check it out, folks. I really would pay attention. Pay attention, will ya? And please, go to brightdion.com. Let's get rid of Google, YouTube, and all these big pharma-owned places, and help Mike build this brightdion.com. I'm telling you, it's uncensored. I guess maybe, you know, pedophilia and nudity and stuff like that. I don't even think they care about F this, F that. I think Joe Rogan's on there, so, I mean, they don't really care. And I don't really care either. I mean, not that I'm going to say F this, F that, but I'll come out with a few shits and, you know, ass and things like that, bastard, bitch, witch. And I just think it's descriptive. They're colorful. So anyways, go to brighttheon.com. Subscribe to our channel. Our channel is G2 Church. Like our videos. That will help him and help us. Because people get tagged, more people get hits. They see, oh, G2 Church, and they'll go check us out. And let people decide. That's why I told people, if you don't like it, leave. Because we only want the people here listening to us. They're going to do something, John. Mm-hmm. Even if they won't read the books I have, what Jim has, and get a few things and try it. Yeah, I mean, they won't even read the books. There's no way they're going to take it 8 times a day.
No.
And a glass of water.
Takes a little bit more.
Yeah, you got to have a little self-discipline. So those people are a waste of time. And basically, they're going to destroy themselves. If you're a Christian listening, it says in 1 Corinthians 3, what, know you not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And if any man defile the temple of God, whose temple ye are, him will God destroy. How are you going to destroy me? Lightning? No. He's going to let the toxins just eat you away, right? Destroy it with unnatural stuff. And boy, is that happening more than ever. So please go there and like and subscribe. Now, we have a guy that's helped us. Is this where I wanted to mention? No. I've told people that, well, how can conspiracy theorists who claim drinking MMS bleach is a cure for autism reach millions of people on YouTube? So here we are. Tom Porter, the Business Insider, said, we reached millions, okay? And we tell people that, and they're like, yeah, right. Where is it? Well, they're already saying we did. We had up to 3 million people that we reached. Too far away?
Pull it away.
Okay.
Right there.
And Business Insider says they took us down, and they even made an algorithm against us.
Mm-hmm.
The people from YouTube said they had made an algorithm against us.
So when you search MMS, it won't be readily available. That's
yeah.
What they said.
So, I mean, are we that dangerous to these people? Yes. Yes, because it lets you practice self-care. You know? You show people what to do. If they do it, they're going to benefit. If they don't, you tried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really get upset anymore. It bothers us that people have that we have the cure for so many things and they don't do it, but sorry, I can't. I can only deal with the people that listen. So, I'll just say again, because I'm coming through it right now, the books are at g2churchbooks.org, my 2 volumes, and I tell people get the ebook as well, because you can keep it on your phone, computer. You can do a lot of research on the things we're telling you to pay attention to by clicking on the links. You can't do that yet with a book. One day they probably will. You'll click on it, a little hologram will pop up, you know, show your video, but not yet. But it's a big book, folks, okay? You can take a lot of notes in it. Now, you can even look at the people that have read and said they really appreciate it. Mike Adams was just on with Kerry Rivera and with our bishop, Bob, on IMTV.us, talking about chlorine dioxide, how it's curing autism. And Bob's always right there with his, you know, our bottles right there on the desk. And Alan Keyes, guy that ran for president back in 2000 against Bush, he was in our Denver seminar. What is that? What year was that? 2017, 3 years ago?
I thought it was 18.
Maybe 2018.
18.
Anyways, he was there. And boy, I'll show you a few things. He was attacked this week. Last week, like 15 different newspapers, because, you know, oh, he's supporting a bleach church and giving it to little kids in Uganda. And they went there with a professional camera crew. It's coming out soon, folks, and showed people being healed, not from just malaria, all kinds of stuff. And it's been going on for years. So thank God for them and for making a stand. And so he tells me this week, he sees a guy, 15 years he hasn't seen him, right? And the guy says, you look like you're 10 years younger. And all he's been doing is a mild protocol. A lot of things have changed in his body, his face, complexion. So I got the links there. I'd have you go there and pay attention to what they're saying. And I'm putting this stuff up for your benefit. I watch this stuff. I'm on this program sometimes. Soon we might have Mike and me and Alex Jones or Kerry on the Alex Jones show. That might happen soon. And it'll be cool if it does. I'll go on. I'm not looking, I got to get on these things. We're busy enough. And we're growing organically with good, strong base of people that will do stuff. So that's what we want anyway. So we're not trying to market anything. We're just throwing out the information. As Ezekiel 33 says, we're like the watchman on the wall saying to the city, hey, the enemies are coming. Some will go, oh, the enemies are coming. That's what that means. Others will say, who cares? I'm not worried too. Yeah, maybe they'll come, maybe they won't. And that's our job as watchmen. I wanted the G2 voice, instead of being a microphone, being holding a shofar over Israel like you and I did,
okay,
over Jerusalem, blowing it. But I didn't. Maybe we'll do an updated one. Or maybe we can. But I just like that. That kind of looks like a broadcast.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Joe designed that. Joe's kind of a chemist, mad chemist, designer, editor, and all around, whatever.
Whatever.
Would
do everything, right?
Now, Mike also had natural medicine versus coronavirus. And in the second one he mentioned, and he says this has been beat up all over the world and persecuted quickly. He mentioned carbon dioxide and showed our bottles there. You could give these things to people to listen to. Just like I'm going to tell you to give people a quantumleap.is film. It's free. It's in 10 subtitle languages. My free ebook of volume 1. Those are free things. They can listen to us. And let them decide. Let the truth prick them and do something about it. Or they just, shuff it off like nothing. And then we had Mike on with us about 3 weeks ago now. It was a good time. Now, here's a few testimonies, because John's got a bunch, and I'm going to read a bunch from our guy in Ghana. So these are basically, guy had a toothache. The dentist wanted to charge him $2,000, and he laughed at him, but it hurt so bad. He said he just went home and dumped 100-drop dose of MMS, mixed it, really, really strong, with a little water, flooded his mouth with it, then put DMSO in there and squished it for 10 seconds. He said he never had another toothache of that tooth and since then, and kept brushing it after. So he goes, man, just keep doing it. Don't waste your money on that. Now, someone told me yesterday, they went down to Mexico where they have homeopathic dentists. And the one they were at, right, Joe? The one they were at said, did you ever try MMS brushing your teeth with it? Isn't that funny? Down in Mexico. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we had two my liver flushes. Folks, if you're a slow healer, then you got stones probably in your liver. You got a liver problem. It's clogging up. It's disrupting functions. And they say there's over 500. Don't ask me to name them. I don't even know. It could be 5 million for all we know. And the atomic level, I don't know. But I'd show you my... The first, second or third time I did it, a bunch of stones come out. I had a girl the other day, a 22-year-old girl, huge ones. And she drank a lot of, as they say, gaseosa soda, Coke. And she had some huge ones. Then a 53-year-old lady from Hungary that was here for a few months ago, doing well with cancer, she had all this stuff come out too. And this is her second time. So these are testimonies, folks, okay? And I can just tell you, you got to get, if you want to take care of your health, if you don't, someone's going to take it from you. It's going to be a doctor or someone else. But you got to do your due diligence to take care of this body that your spirit lives in. And it's designed to take natural, good foods, okay? And that's what we practice at the Genesis New Church. Kill the toxins, eliminate them from the body, stop them from coming in the mouth and through the skin, breathing, clean, stop them from coming in, build up the immune system that we have that will be the ultimate healer anyways, and make it strong so it can fight anything, and take care of toxic relationships, whether it be wife, husband, God, and usually a lot of times it's spiritual. Really is. We got all our links here. We got our newsletters. You get it every week. It's free. We'll send it to you. But we're being blocked, John. You know this. Because you answer letters. He answers letters. Mm-hmm. I answer letters. Jordan answers letters. And people are saying, I get blocked. Well, Yahoo blocks us. AT&T blocks us. Other servers block us. So you need to get an uncensored email like Proton Mail or some of these other ones out there. And sign up to the newsletter on our sites. It's in the description, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Every week, we follow our newsletter. That's the pattern we go through.
Everything you need is right there.
Right there. I can't find it. What can't you find? Someone told me. I can't find where to get the products. I said, well, it says right here on our site. Where is it? I can't find it. So,
on Spreaker, in the description underneath, it's got the g2sacraments.org.
That's right on the newsletter. I was looking on my notes here. But you got it on the newsletter in the description, right up front. You go to our GenesisChurch.is website. It's right there.
Look sacraments, and you'll find it. You don't go
Sacramento
wrong.
Projects.
Always look for the sacraments.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of stuff in Spanish, too. Explica, Joe.
Sí, en español también tenemos todo en traducido, con subtítulos, los episodios. Lo puedes ver en brighteon.com, bitshoot.com y la página principal que es iglesiagenesis2.org. Y también hay una página de testimonios de MMS que pueden ver dónde están todos los videos, testimonios escritos, que es testimoniosdemms.org también.
Okay. So we got everything in Spanish too. We have a travel kit that, believe me, I've used this a lot. It's in my Jeep. It's in my backpack when I get on an airplane. It's in my house for burns. I had one. I burned my finger yesterday up where some people are staying on checking the stove. And I put MMS Demelia on it. 5 minutes, washed it off. And within 10 minutes, see it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. But it hurt. Man, it really hurt. So those things are all available. You can follow that up. We tell people, you know, if you can't make it to a seminar, do the video course. We sell a few video courses a week, and we're telling people, get it. You can review it. You get the workbook. You got 50 videos you download to your computer. You can become a reverend. You can take an exam. You can start a Genesis 2 church chapter in your home, make your home a church where people can come, take sacraments. You can even give political asylum in a church. All churches, before they were buildings, were in churches. The book of Acts. The house of Stephan. This house, that house.
Houses.
Now we have a bishop in Ghana. He came to our Calgary seminar, excuse me, in Canada. Came all the way from Amsterdam. And great guy. His name is Kofi V, Barima Asumoah. But we just call him Bishop Nana or Barima. But Bishop Nana is like an affectionate name. Like a chief, and he's a chief, and he is. But he's going to all different areas. He's got a place, 20 other villages mapped out. He's training up people. He's got a really good guy. He's done a seminar. He's going around. He's got this bit, looks like a Toyota station wagon. He's got the Genesis 2 Church on both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, that covers the windows.
Yeah, the
wrap. See through the wrap. Tell him where he's located. He's right out there. Genesis 2 Church Sacraments. So he sent me, he goes, Mark, see if you can help with D to raise 10 grand to get a Range Rover, a Land Rover Defender, a used one, refurbished. And I got pictures here. And he shows me where he's going to be going. It's like 10 or 15 different regions. But he said, sorry, I forgot to tell you the end of the year stats. We've had a diabetic sore restored in 2.5 months. Big hole. And I even put a picture in one of the newsletters. John's got one he's going to talk about a little bit. Stroke cases responding very well. We've seen that by giving the detox and giving them DMSO, 15, 20 drops in water. That helps a lot. And Moringa also. Herpes zosters is doing really well. Many malaria restored. 4 eye issues. 2 infertility cases. Cured, many bodily pains restored, respiratory tract infections restored, and many more. So, yeah, one guy, he showed me the pictures a few weeks ago. That was the diabetes guy. He hadn't had a shoe on for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And he's all repaired, put his shoes on. Felt so great. And he's showing me where they're going. But then I threw in, he sent me pictures of, it looks like, you know, a really good, it's all aluminum body. They repainted it. And he says the transmission engine's good.
Carry some more supplies.
Yeah. And look at, he's doing a seminar. I got pictures of him doing that. He graduated, what, 12 people. 12 people.
First seminar in Ghana.
First seminar in Ghana. Mm-hmm. And great guy. So he's worthy. Now, I screwed up because I said, if you're interested in helping him, I gave the email the wrong email. I didn't finish spelling Jonathan. I forgot the A-N at the end. So it's Jonathan@Genesis2Church.is. The guy sitting next to me, he'll tell you how to get us the money so we can get it to him.
That's right.
So if you want to help, fine. We'll call it the Bishop Nana.
Yeah, we're just going to put it aside till we hit the mark and help him out.
Bishop Nana Fund.
I'm sorry I screwed that up by not putting the right email, but I'll put it in again next week.
How many people did he help? It was like 45 people in 2 months.
Yeah.
And all these places he's numbered. You think about how many people he can get help in a year. Hundreds.
Oh.
Hundreds, thousands probably.
And we want to, this is some of the money we get from my books and other things. We'll go into things like, let's get him. I wish we had 10 grand. Say, here you go, man. God bless you. And here's a couple barrels with it, you know. I'd love to. And maybe one day we'll get to that point. But that's what helps us by donating to us. So we don't just do it, be keeping it in our pocket.
As the church, we just put $250 aside for it as a church, so.
So there you go.
We're starting to raise it.
Okay, here we go. I didn't know that. So there's already $250 raised, and the church did it. So we put aside a tithe of what we get, and that's cool. Now, John just came back from the DR. How much time we got, Joe?
We are 37 minutes in.
So. Okay, because we got about 30 minutes of videos.
30 minutes or so.
Yeah, we want to show where he was, and it's subtitled. Some of it's hard to understand, even for the guy doing the subtitling. But I want you to see these people that have recovered from some pretty bad injuries.
Yeah.
And John, I want him to first talk about, he got there, and that's where their yearly vacation is, because his wife grew up there. He grew up there as a missionary kid, and we built a big compound. It's right across the street to this day, and from where they stay now. So John gets there, and they even sent ahead clothing every year for Christmas to help the people.
Yeah, right? We're always sending supplies and boxes and with our sacraments to the people of Barahona, really. And we're always helping reach them. So you want me to go on?
Yeah. Tell us how much you've just been experiencing.
We were just basically heading down there for more of a vacation and family vacation, first time the little one's been there. And upon arrival, things just started popping up. Started meeting with people from the past. Marcial is one that you'll see a video. It's hard to understand him. But in the past, I have videos on YouTube still where we helped him when he had his stroke and how he probably came back about 60 to 75%, got back working. And over that period of time, he was able to provide for his family. About a year.
As a bricklayer. He was paralyzed.
I mean, so the guy came a long way, and then he had this bad stroke of luck, if you want to say, and he's walking outside one day and steps on a nail. And he's out, and he hadn't been using MMS for a few years, this because it's been 7 years or eight since I've seen him.
He's feeling good.
And so when this started getting infected, his foot, and basically...
How long was it infected?
Probably 6, 7, 8 months. And then it created holes, three holes throughout his foot.
Gangrene
mm-hmm. with what do you call it, worms, if you want to say, maggots, if you want to call it. And the guy went to the hospital at various times. At one point, they were going to cut his foot off, and it was that bad. It was just to the bone areas. So he got courage to leave. He says, God, I'm leaving here. I'm not coming back, and I'm going to go find the way. So he got in touch with us again through my wife's mother, and she started doing the MMS foot baths, MMS 1 and MMS 2, a month before we arrived. When I seen him, it was already, two of the holes were already closed. One was already closing. I mean, the last one.
New flesh?
New flesh coming in. No more infection.
Pain a lot less, obviously.
Pain, but it was still swollen. You could see something going on. So I got him on the MMS 2. And people really like the MMS 2 because it's easy. It's capsules. You just take in certain amounts. And he got on the MMS 2 and kept doing spray and bathing his foot. And but when I left, it was it's almost completely closed. New flesh coming in. No infection. Not swollen.
You walking on it?
He walks on it. He has a little limp. It's still, you know, tender. It's still tender. Yeah. It's been about a year.
And how old is this guy?
He's probably 50-something.
Yeah, he's at least. He might probably. Be 60.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
And so basically we've saved his foot in about a two-month period.
Gangrene.
And
from gangrene.
Yeah, when he got on MMS2, his diabetes that he had or his sugar being high was regulated right away. Yeah. So he's feeling great. He's stronger. And
you know about the MMS2 because we were in Peru where 2,000 people have been cured.
I thought it was three.
No, but the first, it was MMS1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When they switched to just MMS2, they doubled the amount of people and they were cured of that stuff before and more things.
Yeah. I think everything, they both have their place.
They both have their place.
And we were talking about the chikungunya viruses. MMS1 seems to be a good, quick thing to do.
Right.
And MMS2 is something you could do every day, every day. And so we've seen great results with Marcel. You'll see him in the video we're going to be putting up. And he still has a little bit to go, but he saved his foot. He was about to get it cut off that day. And so he brings by another little thing was he brought his daughter by, Adriana. And she was about 8 years back, or nine, was stoned in the head, in her forehead. And she
literally, a big throne.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a stone at her.
Well, I think it was an accidental thing, but however it was, she lost her ability to walk, to talk, barely could eat.
Crushed the side of her head, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And her eyes would be rolling back. She couldn't focus, but she was still there. She said she would understand what's going on, but she couldn't react. And while Marcia was taking this for the stroke in the past, she started taking it, and she started seeing results. Mm-hmm. So I seen her after about 7 years. Now she's married. She's pregnant. About five or six months pregnant, healthy. She's still lacking in certain areas, and she said that her hand and one of her legs.
Well, she might have had permanent damage.
There could be.
That might never
could have
come
been
back.
Bone cut the brain, yeah. Or
but she
area.
Went back to studying. She studied something. Got
she
like
speaks.
She's working.
Yeah,
she said she's better than she's ever been. Basically, yeah. Before the since the accident, but
maybe before some ways.
But I'm giving her moringa. And sending in DMSO, and we think that's going to help her about a bit more.
Now, so, she's in the video, too. You could see
I did a short video of her walking. This is someone that could not walk, speak, or
but
anything.
Even the beginning video where she was damaged, that's in there.
During
the beginning times when she just started it, yes.
So they could see the difference. That's good.
It's exciting.
That's what we want you to see, folks. That's evidence. That's science. Observation, repeatability. And now John's back there, and keep going. Tell us what else happened.
Then soon after I started getting him going, a lawyer friend of ours, we call him Papi, Carlos Gonzalez, and his compañero, which would be
friend,
his friend or his
business partner.
Yeah. Partner. Well, they have this small TV station they do twice a week, it's a local channel in Barahona in Dominican Republic, and it's Channel 10. So they wanted to have me on since they had good results of it, and they speak of many natural or different things, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. And so they had me on. We had an hour interview, which should be up here, probably a link or something you guys are going to have for people to watch.
Yeah, I get the pictures in the newsletter. But also, I mean, you look like you're on CNN or something.
Well, I mean,
you don't want to be on that.
But what's interesting is it isn't live. But the reason we did it is because these guys are fiel. They're
faithful users.
Faithful users of this. The Carlos Gonzalez Papi, he cured himself of diabetes 7-8 years ago. Haido has used it for his health, and also I think he cured one of his kids with dengue fever. And then also Carlos treated his niece, and she had fourth stage liver cancer, and she was desahuciado, which means you're sent home
sent
to
home to die.
She was through all that, keep mm-hmm. done everything.
Wow.
And she got on the MMS one. This
How
was just
old?
The protocol. I think she was 35 to 40 years.
Okay.
No more than 40 mm-hmm. something. And 3 months. 3 months on the protocol. Well, I'd say she didn't have the two, so it was 1,000.
Right.
Just they did get up on the dosage, the drops. And 3 months, she was completely healed. Went back. The mm-hmm. doctors couldn't believe it. That's just meeting up with them. Friends of mine of the past, just ones walking by. I have his video, Junior. And he said for 2 months he couldn't breathe really well. He couldn't taste any food. He didn't know what it was. He had been in an accident. I don't know what's happened here. But for 2 months, it was a problem. I gave him MS2 capsules, probably a quarter capsule, 3 times a day. 2 days later, it was completely gone, or mm-hmm. most of it. So what I'm seeing also is people are so used to popping pills, taking pills. So you get them on MS2 with capsules. It's kind of easier for them in ways. So it's a good start.
Yeah.
But you need MMS1 if you're...
Protocol 4000
yeah.
is just the MMS2
yeah.
capsule.
If you get both,
yeah,
better.
Depends on what you're dealing with. If you both together, you benefit so much. What do you say about his chickens? You said something about his chickens.
Well, that's what I was going to get to about the travel kit is how much I accomplished just some kids or even my own or some family where if there was something going by like a flu... just hitting the drops, how many drops you get out of those little bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have enough to leave. I would have to send product and sacraments back there. So we got a bunch of water bottles, and then we filled it up and put a certain dosage in, and he's treating his chickens mm-hmm. and his gallos.
Roosters.
And because he's losing 70% of them, they get the sickness and die. So ever since he's been trying it, he's just starting. He said the first couple of days of a chicken, it was looking more alive, just drinking the water of it. So we're doing everything we can. And JJ, one of my sons, got a rash. Don't know how it happened. It was just getting on his body, really itching. So we did MMS2 spray and MMS2 capsules. He would swallow like two. 2 days later, it was gone. A couple more. My wife's sister, cysts. MS2 capsules, getting rid of cysts.
Just eating it.
Just by
no douche.
No, just taking the MS2, mm-hmm. working your way up, but taking it about 2 weeks later, just you think things coming out
and
that.
Being consistent, not just once in a while doing it.
Most important. And when you have to take 4 or 5 capsules a day, it's fairly easy. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're used to taking everything, ibuprofen, all these nasty things. And,
right.
and this is just makes it easier on them.
A lot easier.
So another person I had was a friend of mine, and he's been doing MS2 off and on. But when he did start attacking it, he had thyroid problems, possible tumors in his neck. And he's probably gotten rid of 3 of them, and there's probably about 3 or 4 left. Family's pushing him to do surgery to finish it up. He's not wanting to. He's saying, I'm sticking by with what's working. Last I left him, he's on MS2 4 to 5 times a day, and now he's doing MMS1 also. So he's feeling great. Energy's soaring. So, I mean, those are just some of the things that I've been touching up on. There's other things I probably didn't even write down.
You talk about the cure with the tumor.
Yeah, I'm working with him. It's a tumor, a big tumor attached to his lung.
Right.
And the first 12 days of MMS2 and some MMS1, because we had to go real slow starting, and he was also sent home, you know. And right. So he's been through the medical system.
Right.
No surgery, but everything else pretty much. And skinny. He said after 12 days, he started coughing up things and reduced probably about 15% the size of it. You could tell by in his back. But it's a fight. And we're working
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, we do it all the time. You know that. Joe knows that. You get someone fourth stage cancer, come to us. We say we cure 95% of the illnesses on earth, and probably more if you listened to our broadcast a few weeks ago. But I get someone that's been through the whole medical system and has fourth stage cancer, and usually it's metastasized throughout the body because you cut open cancer inside, it just starts going
it
everywhere.
It just spreads everywhere.
Yeah, so, and they know that. That's why they can say, after I cut this on, and the amount of spreading, you probably got about 6 months left. Okay? And that's why I'm going to get all the chemo I can in you, because we're going to, you're going to be broke when you die, buddy. Not because you want to, because we're going to take it. Oh, that's awful. No, that's exactly what happens. You don't know the people that are bankrupt because, and it kills you. You die of the chemo. You die of the treatment. Mm-hmm. So, we tell people, they come to us, you know, you're going to try this a month at home. Make sure your body will take it, because we get these horrible things, and we can only get people to know what to do to cure themselves after they leave here. And that, I'm talking about the cancer. The other things we deal with, we usually have them pretty well on their way in 30 days. But you come with a big lump that's been there a year or so, you're not going to get ready in 30 days.
No.
Well, you got to consider all of what their health state is.
Yeah.
What if they take in? Mm-hmm. How many? Not even, you know, what have they eaten in their life?
Not just the toxins, also.
It's got to clean their digestive.
Damage. Yeah. If they did surgery, so.
Yeah. Can they even eat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you get it into their body?
Mm-hmm.
We've had some horrible things, folks, come through it. And we get it. I'd say the real horrible ones, we get more than 50% of them healed. I'd say probably 60 or 70 of those that get can really consistent about it.
Yeah.
And if they stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably, maybe not even 30%, will not make it. But it's we got real high averages with that. But everything else, it's ridiculous. I mean, herpes, AIDS, you know, COPD, asthma, you know, what else stuff we got? Diabetes.
When it's just toxins, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, Lyme disease, you know, all these.
I mean, you suffered while you were becoming sick.
Right.
You got to expect to have a little bit of suffering while you're trying to heal. So you got to have the fighter's mentality to do it. You got to want to be healed. You want to be
cured. Some of the people just give up, so that's why they die.
I blame medicines and chemo and all that just bringing them down.
And families pushing them.
Yep.
You got to know. You got to get chemo. Come on, let's get this cut out. Do you understand? When you cut it out, it spreads. They know this. When you give morphine, it spreads. When you give chemo, it spreads. When you give radiation, it spreads. Oh, it metastasized, spread all through your body. Like, they just say it. I had someone write me just yesterday. Well, they want to come for a month. Yeah, I got brain cancer, and it's metastasized through all my bones in my body. And I'm like, okay. Boy, we got to talk to this person, because can they come alone? No. Can they eat? Yeah, they have to. Can they walk on their own, use the bathroom on their own, all that other stuff? They're not coming alone either. So we tell them now, let's do it in your house for a month. Let's see how you respond and if you'll even do it consistently. John, you know this, Joe.
Yeah.
I've had people come down here, pay us to help them, and they didn't even want to do it.
Yeah,
we had to fight with them.
They didn't want to do what we told them.
So, you know, we're really being more careful.
You know, and that's
when it comes to cancer.
But it's a good start, because you're teaching them their personal responsibility. You have to account for yourself, and if you need help, but you got to do it. You got to learn it on your own.
Yeah.
And guess what? When you do it on your own, you just feel free. You don't feel attached to anybody.
We did it on our own.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
Found Jim's book, bought the
in
stuff.
In a hard
made
way.
Made the stuff. Very hard way.
Yeah.
And we helped all kinds of people before we even knew Jim Humble. And that's why when we got together, we had little techniques we were using, because I was in surgery. These guys were interpreting surgery. We were pulling teeth. Well, they weren't. I was stitching, pulling teeth, assisting in surgery.
Interpreting.
Interpreting. These guys had seen. We had a pharmacy in our house. We had been all through. And then we all get MRSA from the hospitals helping people. And boom, we find Jim. He's playing baseball, and he has a big boil on his. One of you guys had it under the arm, remember?
I think we both did.
Yeah, I have scars.
I had
here.
It in my crotch,
working.
Under my testicles, driving a truck in Haiti.
I had it on my knee, on my hand.
Oh, man.
Your thumb.
So,
yeah, you just walk around.
Don't you ever, you hear me? Not up in here. Don't you ever tell us that we still have MRSA.
Yeah.
We don't have it. It's gone. MRSA, it's 100% gone in my body, these guys' bodies. Now, could we get it again? Yeah, we could. But probably not so easy this time.
No.
Because we're always doing stuff.
And our body has an immune system.
Dengue, I had. Gone. Flus, we've had. Gone. You had dengue, too. I don't know if you did. Did you have dengue?
I've had dengue.
Well, you got it with whatever.
Yeah.
So, there's three or four things you can never tell us. We give an affidavit, and you could probably tell by checking our bodies if we've had it before. Anyways, that's gone. Okay? And so that's what got us on a track of starting a church with Jim and him wanting to come over to us and learn, share what we were doing. We just wanted to learn what he'd been doing and share what we'd been doing.
And how we can use it in different ways.
Yeah, and we started a church, and your wife used to mock me, remember? We're going to travel the world, not like making fun of me, but say, right. We're going to travel the world.
Dream on.
We're going to help people.
Dream on.
That's what she said. Dream on. She goes, I hope it happens, but come on. And that's happening. Now I got two books written. Jim wrote another book. By the way, his book's a great book. We do not at all tell people, you know, just get my two books. We tell everybody every week. Jim's book is really the MMS book. And book means Bible, the Bible.
Yeah.
Not the Bible, but a MMS
it's the
Bible.
The guidebook.
Yeah. And it'll get into weights
details.
And measurements.
It'll guide
and,
you step by step how to do it.
And it's really good, okay? My books always have the sections and the videos where how to start, how to do it, and really how to cure anything if you just follow those protocols, which are in here also. And this is what Jim lives off of, okay? So get Jim's book, $35. Get my book. Get both of them. Another $70, okay? Get the e-books. Boom-bitty-boom. We're up to about $150, okay? So you got everything you need to learn how to make it, produce it in your house, start a church, cure anything.
Help others.
Help your family. Help others. If that ain't worth it, I don't know what to tell you, okay? And I'm not saying, well, you just... promoting your own thing. I'm promoting what God did. We just reporting back to what we experienced. We're experienced to millions around the world now. And patents, Jim says there's over 100,000 patents about chlorine dioxide. Many of them are medically related. I had found 30,000, but let's just say there's 30,000. We always lowball. We don't try to exaggerate. We don't even market. We got thrown off, my book got off of Amazon, and I didn't even advertise that it was on Amazon, okay? I think in the beginning I did, but I said, no, not going to do it, because as soon as they're going to throw us off. And when YouTube threw us off, last year threw Jim off, Kerry, and a few others that use an MMS, mine stayed, I guess, because I didn't mention much, and didn't talk about MMS or autism on the cover. So this one, they told me, they kicked me off. From what was on the cover. Anyway, look, it's volume two. Because I said, we got plenty of time, right?
Yeah, we're good.
I said that from its inception, the G2 Church has been attacked from the FDA and mainstream media. You will see we've been eliminated from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Vimeo. A spokesperson from Google even stated in a newspaper article that I just told you, Dow, that an algorithm was written to hinder people from finding the information about the G2 Church and video testimonies. ABC, BBC, CBC, Sky News, and the Guardian newspaper have spent considerable time slandering the G2 Church. Slander means they're lying about you. You're lying like a dog. A Persian rug you're lying like. These news organizations, and I've done rebuttals up to them. After they said, okay, they said this, but look at this is the truth. Not because I said it. Why is this tiny church that much of a threat to the big pharma and medical industries? May the Lord open the eyes of the world to the truths found in this book. And it's the genesis of Genesis 2 Church, okay? Pictures where we've been, up in the mountains, the seminars we've been to, people that have helped. I even talked to James Bond. He called me twice. That's crazy. I mean, we showed how Magic Johnson was cured of chlorine dioxide from AIDS in 1999, I think it was. Huh? We found the doctors that did it, And now in Dominican Republic, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It's hard to get it there.
The church there.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now you can't get it there because they made it outlawed because it's since they didn't want it there. And it was in newspaper articles by ABC that this guy had found the cure for AIDS and chlorine dioxide, his doctor.
That slipped on them.
So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Bill Gates of hell.
Yeah.
CDC, you little piece of shit. The people leave there as head and they go on pharmaceutical boards.
Yeah.
You think we're stupid? But the average person is stupid. But we're not. We're in a health revolution, folks. And we're not gonna pull back. Joe's going to open up and show you a bunch of videos. And you can listen to them.
Estamos con Andreina. We're here with Andreina. She's given us an update of her life and how she's gotten better. Entonces, Andreina, como tú me estás indicando, que tú, antes que tuviste el problema que, el, no sé, un parálisis era un, de un tipo, ¿no? Tuviste, antes de eso tuviste esta niña.
Sí.
¿Cuántos años tiene?
Ocho.
Ocho. Ah, era bebecito.
Sí, un año y pico tenía. Cuando yo era solo tres meses.
Sí.
De tenerla me dio la parálisis a los tres meses.
O sea, el problema fue de un golpe o algo
sí,
así, ¿no?
Entrada,
sí, que causó ese problema y hasta no pudiste muy cuidar de ella. Estaba en cama, tenía el hablar, no podía hablar. Cuando yo te conocí, hablaba poquito.
Sí, enredado,
no se entendía.
La cuerda vocal estaba como encogida.
Como paralizada, ¿cierto? Y estuviste también... que no caminabas, sentaba apenas, y empezabas con el moringa y el DMSO, que es aceite, con un poquito de MMS, pero yo sé que el DMSO fue más fundamental en lo que hicimos, y ibas viendo resultados. Yo creo que cuando te dejé, apenas caminaba y hablaba, ella hablaba,
sí.
Estaba mejorando ya, y ya van como, ¿qué?, 7 años ahora.
Ocho años
siete, apenas.
No, 7 años, porque ya va para 9.
Entonces, estás casada. Señor, ¿cómo te llamas?
Juan Francisco.
Juan Francisco, te casaste, ahora estás embarazada. O sea, es un cambio de como dicen, del cielo a la tierra. Es un cambio drástico. Y yo creo, tú me estabas diciendo ahora, que tienes todavía cositas de movilidad que te afecta.
Estabilidad.
Ok, tú tienes movilidad solo cuando la estás agarrando, siente.
Sí, siento que no es igual como de este lado, porque yo, en la parte izquierda, yo la conseguí la movilidad.
Ok.
En base a mi esfuerzo, porque en este lado no lo tenía.
Ok.
Entonces, si yo digo a veces que si yo me pongo... Quizá yo la puedo conseguir nuevamente.
Ponte
porque
eso,
yo no
entonces.
Uso la mano derecha, ya porque la conseguí en la izquierda.
Pero, ¿tuviste el golpe de la piedra en el lado dónde?
De este lado.
Ok, es en la 100, ¿no?
El
lado izquierdo. Y tú sabes que el lado izquierdo controla el lado derecho y el lado izquierdo del cerebro controla el lado derecho, o sea, al revés. O sea, este lado. Entonces, sabemos que el golpe fue este lado y causó problemas más en este lado.
En el derecho.
El lado derecho, porque fue golpe en el izquierdo. Porque el lado del cerebro izquierdo controla el lado derecho.
Sí.
Igual el lado derecho controla el lado izquierdo. Y yo creo que tú untando no haría tanto efecto, sino bebiendo.
Ajá.
Entonces, yo creo que cuando lo envío y tú la tengas, tú tomas la moringa y tomarás el aceite. ¿Sabe? 1 y 2 gotas en el vaso, 3 veces al día. Es como un vaso de agua. Esa sí no tiene sabor,
no.
Como el MMS. Y yo creo que tú tomando eso así, esas penetran a la sistema nerviosa muy profundo. Y yo creo que con ese aceite, tú vas a ver, no creo, yo sé, que vas a ver más de ese lado movimiento. ¿Te entiendes? Es algo que tú vas a ver. No movimiento, perdón. La estabilidad, la que tú estás buscando. Creo que más control.
Más
control. Y ¿Y caminando sientes un poquito de algo?
Sí. No.
¿Tú puedes caminar de aquí a allá para el video? Sí. Enséñame. Porque yo te vi caminando mucho mejor de lo que te dejé.
Sí.
O sea, tú has esforzado mucho.
Porque a veces me desespero caminando.
Sí. Pero camina a tu paso, a ver. Ok. Tiene mucho más control desde que yo te vi. Por supuesto que sí. Y entonces tú en tu mente dices, yo puedo mover más rápido, y estás como...
alterado.
Ok.
Es como medio.
Uh-huh. Pero en tu vida, ¿tú trabajas ahora?
Sí, sea, embutido.
Ok. Sigue haciendo cosas, o sea, estás ocupada. Creo que terapia no funciona mucho en este caso. Creo que el problema es adentro en el sistema nervioso. Y con este, el de MCO y Moringa, yo siento que te va a mejorarlo. Entonces, Andreina, por ahí, por marzo, por ahí, yo le hago el envío. Aquí estoy con mi hermano Junior en Barahona, República Dominicana, y él le va a explicar un poquito de su experiencia con el MMS, el MMS2, por cierto, y en qué manera le ayudó en estos meses. O sea, lo tomó un poco tiempo, pero estaba con dificultades. Bueno, le dejo explicar a Junior.
Muy buenas tardes. El MMS me ha ayudado en dos ocasiones. Para no prolongar mucho, primeramente tenía problemas de estómago. Se decía que era úlcera y eso fue lo que me diagnosticaron, úlcera. Y lo tomé como por un mes y algo, conforme a la regla, como ellos me dijeron que lo hiciera, indicativamente. Y empecé a tomarlo y antes de 15 días yo empecé a sentirme bien y dejé de tomar la terapirina, que era el medicamento que incluso Malgreno, tu papá, me compraba.
Uh-huh.
Dejé de tomarlo porque mi estómago nunca me volvió con eso. Pero sucede que 2019 fui en julio, 10 de julio, fui a Estados Unidos por 3 meses. Y cuando vine a Estados Unidos, vine mal de la gripe aquí. No podía respirar, tenía dificultad.
Como tapado, ¿eh?
Sí, exactamente, como tapado. Y comía solamente para saciar el hambre, porque tenía 2 meses de amargura que no sentía sabor la comida.
Nada.
Muy mal. Y luego de que regresaste ahora en diciembre, hablé contigo, te dije lo que me estaba pasando y me diste el medicamento. 3 días de estar tomando el medicamento que tú me diste, en la forma en que me dijiste que lo hiciera, en la forma que me indicaste, empecé a tomarlo, inmediatamente me sentí bien, empecé a respirar bien, empecé a estornudar menos, empecé a sentir el sabor de la comida y prácticamente me siento casi 100% bien. De verdad que sí, eso es lo máximo. Lo recomiendo a cualquiera que lo puede usar con toda confianza, no tiene ningún efecto secundario. Uh-huh. Y es muy, 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 muy efectivo. De verdad que sí, estoy agradecido.
Siempre, mi hermano. Lo que es MMS2, tomando cápsulas de 2 y 3 al día. Y yo creo que cuando me llega más, le voy a dejar a usted para que siga tomando. Y creo que otras cosas que uno tenga sin darse cuenta, uno se va mejorando. Aquí estoy en el ranchito de Junior aquí. Entonces, hasta la próxima.
Bien, hermanos, aquí estamos, queridos amigos, amables televidentes todos. Hoy es un día especial y le damos la bienvenida a este su programa Gnosis Trascendental, por aquí, por este canal 10 de Barahona, recordándoles que siempre llevamos buenos contenidos. Reciban un saludito de mi parte, de su amigo. Aquí está Carlos González con nosotros, pero también queremos presentarle a Jonathan Greno, que nos acompaña esta noche.
Gracias, hermano.
Bienvenido, Jonathan.
Un placer.
Sí, Jonathan es miembro de la iglesia Génesis 2.
Mando saludos a todos de Barahona, los que jugaban pelota conmigo, las personas de la provincia que mi papá le he llevado la palabra de Dios y he iniciado iglesias en Santa Elena, Polo, Cabral y otros lugares. Y un saludo, ojalá que aprendan y entiendan lo que lo vamos a explicar hoy.
A Jonathan Greno, que es obispo de la iglesia Génesis 2, También a que no vean aquí fuera de sede, anda con su esposa, anda también con el obispo, con Domingo, mejor conocido para el Barahona, ustedes saben, Domingo Agua.
Domingo Alcántara.
Domingo, nadie conoce a Domingo Alcántara. Domingo Agua, Barahona sabe quién es.
Como yo soy misionero y llevo la palabra de Jesucristo al mundo, y yo me sané, dije yo, wow, ¿qué más podrá esto hacer? No sé, yo con poco entendimiento empezábamos a ayudarle al prójimo, el vecino. Un señor de lo que padecía de SIDA, tomó este, le decimos nosotros, agua bendita también, decimos que es un sacramento.
Sacramento, es una, mineral milagroso le llaman,
milagrosa, sí. También conocido como MMS, y empecé a SIDA, el cáncer, diabetes, malaria, dengue, y a practicar. Porque es un agüita y la persona muy contento lo tomaban y empezábamos a conocer y a ver el fruto, o sea, los beneficios de tomar este producto. Y a través del tiempo, 2010, vino el señor Jim Humble de África a estar con mi papá y nosotros aquí en donde teníamos la iglesia y el Misión Bíblica del Caribe por muchos años. Yo cada día más entiendo por qué somos el amor de Él, comparado todo el universo, porque nosotros, ¿sí? Pero Él nos hizo tan especial y no estamos hechos para sufrir, somos hechos para vivir felices. Exacto. Para vivir alabando a Él y glorificando al Señor. Y como si tú no estás saludable, ¿por qué no en este pedacito hablas de tu pequeña experiencia con nuestro sacramento?
Sí, pues aprovechamos porque, fíjate, John, Juan, Jonathan,
¿cómo te llamas? El gringo.
Sí, el gringo. Nosotros, pues, en una ocasión, estando en la ciudad de Asua, creo que estábamos, Airo y mi persona, estuvimos esos días y vimos a un señor, amigo, como hermano nuestro, que estaba tomando,
le había dado, a él le había dado una trombosis, fue un ACV, lo que pasa es que ligero.
Sí, ligero, sí, porque tuvo incluso, él le dio una, facial. Como una, facial, una, sí. una parálisis facial. Entonces lo vimos con esa botellita, con su preparativo, y a cada hora él se tomaba, y nosotros que somos muy curiosos, lo observábamos. Okay. Y nos dijimos uno al otro, ¿qué es lo que será? ¿Qué
no,
será?
Y que la botella veía que la tenía marcada.
Y otro, okay. Color.
El protocolo.
Botella. Y el agua era otro color y nosotros estábamos observando, él no se daba cuenta. Cuando él terminó de hablar y esa cosa, nos le acercamos. ¿Qué es lo que tú te estás tomando ahí? Dijimos esa cosa. Y entonces comenzó a hablarnos del MMS.
Okay.
Sí, entonces nosotros nos interesamos en eso y todo bien. Ah, pero yo estaba... que recientemente me había dado también una trombosis, porque a mí me dio un ACV. Okay. Y ese brazo y ese pie estaba un poco... Pero ya eso es historia, gracias a Dios.
Amén.
¿Qué quiero decirle a los amigos televidentes? Que en principio decíamos que tenemos solvencia para hablar de los beneficios que puede producir estos productos. Porque... Tengo una sobrina que cuando la hermana mía se dio cuenta que nosotros estábamos usando este tipo de productos y ya dentro de la familia, dentro de los amigos, teníamos la información de lo que puede hacer. Me dice mi hermana Altagracia Castillo, me dice, llega, se aparece un día a mi casa y dice, Carlos, mira, tu sobrina se va a morir. ¿Cómo? ¿Qué pasa? Tiene cáncer.
Sinónimo de muerte, cáncer, aquí.
Sí.
Me dijo, sí. Tiene cáncer y en el hígado. Oh. Y como ella vivía allá en Santo Domingo, la estaban tratando en el instituto, en el oncológico. Uh-huh. Había una doctora que estaba a cargo de ella. Bueno, yo le dije, no, tráemela acá, porque como tengo tanto compromiso, no puedo ir allá. En fin, que como a los 2 o 3 días... vino mi hermana y me trajo a mi sobrina. Fíjese que cuando yo la vi, hasta me dio muchísima pena.
Sí.
Porque la vi hinchada. Y ustedes ven que yo me estoy quedando pelón ya. Y en este momento, así como usted ve, tenía más cabello que ella.
Okay.
Porque ella estaba totalmente peladita.
Sí, 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 la quimio, la quimio.
Y entonces digo, ¿y qué es lo que te pasa? O sea, ay, mi tío, esa quimioterapia que me están dando. Eso cada vez que me meten esas cosas, yo quisiera morir. Digo, no, sí. no, espérate, mi hija, mira, sobrina. Le pregunté, ¿tú crees en Dios? Y ella me dijo, sí, mi tío, porque yo incluso soy evangélica. Yo lo que quiero que tú creas, que pongas fe en esto, porque yo te voy a dar este medicamento. Los potecitos no estaban así tan bonitos. Mm. Eran dos potecitos nada
eran
más.
Eran de los blancos.
Sí,
gorditos, los más blandititos.
Sí, gorditos.
Es verdad.
Y le dije, mira, yo te voy a dar este medicamento que es mío, pero te lo voy a regalar. Tú lo vas a tomar de esta forma, tú comienzas con 3 gotas. A medida que te vayas acostumbrando, porque te va a hacer una desintoxicación.
Sí, una limpieza.
Una limpieza. Y te puedes producir diarrea o quizá un vómito y cosas, pero eso es síntoma de que te está limpiando.
Sí.
Por eso tú debes comenzar la dosis
bajita.
De bajita.
Sí, alto, cierto.
Así lo hizo. Le di ese primer medicamento.
¿Cuántas
veces
al día?
Cada una hora.
Cada una hora, ok.
Cada una hora.
8 horas.
Sí, exacto. 8 horas en
okay,
el día.
Ok,
cada una hora. Después ya cuando ella duró 3-4 días que no le... Ella ya estaba acostumbrada. Sí. Y entonces aumentó y se bebía 7 gotas. Después aumentó a 8 y hasta 10 gotas se tomaba. Cada okay. una hora. Porque el problema que tenía era fuerte.
Sí, sí.
Era cáncer en el hígado. Ay, le dije que por favor dejara de darse esa quimioterapia.
Sí.
Que si ella tenía fe en Dios y en el medicamento que le estábamos dando, estos productos, ella me dijo que sí. Dejó de ir a darse la quimio y se tomó ese medicamento. Le di el número de teléfono porque de Edgar Gidoni, porque era difícil conseguir ese producto. Okay. Todavía no lo conocíamos a ustedes. Mm. Pero ya Edgar nos había dicho de Jim Humble y sí. esas cosas.
Él nos dijo, pero ustedes tienen la fuente allá. Ustedes tienen a Jim allá.
O sea, ahí mismo,
nosotros no sabíamos.
Y así fue que...
Ya conocíamos a Jim porque investigábamos y leíamos.
Pero sorpresa me llevé cuando estábamos buscando a Jim Humble, que fuimos con Pablo Sánchez y nosotros.
Ahí iban a dar un curso y querían coger el curso y dijeron, ustedes no pueden entrar.
Exacto. Y vimos a Jim Humble vestido de blanco.
Con, sí. ¿Quién estaba dando el curso?
Ahí había como que había
estaba allí un hombre.
Estaba
nosotros
ahí.
Llegamos a ver allí un hombre. Estaba sí. vestido de blanco, sí, con señor. Un sombrero.
Un sombrerito.
Pero la sí. sorpresa que me da es que, ¿cómo llegamos y eso? De repente sale Domingo.
Sí.
Y cuando yo lo veo, ¿y qué pasa aquí? Oh, mi hermano, ¿y qué? Okay, a nosotros nos dieron una información de este señor. Ah, pero hay uno de los muchachos que anda con... Que era el esposo de una hija mía. Y digo, caramba, pero esto fue Dios que lo hizo.
Ese soy yo.
Ese fue así, ese era yo, Juan. Y entonces, bueno, ahí hicimos los contactos ya,
¿sí?
ya a través de él.
De Edgar. Sí, yo te visité.
Sí, sí, exacto, usted fue.
¿En tu oficina?
Sí, sí, exacto. Allá, usted fue a la casa, sí.
A la casa, ok.
Sí. Entonces, ¿qué pasó con el asunto de la sobrina mía? Ella siguió tomando el protocolo del medicamento, se tomó el primero, luego compró otro, el segundo, y ya por el segundo, entonces ella decidió ir al médico nuevamente. Cuando va al médico, la doctora que la atendía ya en el oncológico, se asombró de la mejoría.
Desde que la vio físicamente.
Antes
que
de
la prueba, la miró y se sorprendió.
Pero María, tú no estás dándote la quimio y tú estás...
Y se ve bien.
Oh,
sí.
Y ya tiene cabello,
ya se veía,
tiene otro color, ya no estaba hinchada. Y le dice, no, pero tú estás tomando algo. Y entonces ella le dijo, no, doctora, yo no estoy tomando nada. Porque tenía miedo de hablarlo.
No, nosotros mismos le dijimos, no le digan nada de eso a los exacto. médicos porque te lo quitan seguido.
Ahorita te lo quitan. Entonces ella le dijo, doctora, mire, yo me estoy tomando alguna moringa y esa cosa. Y la doctora dijo, eso no es moringa, tú estás tomando otra cosa. Y bueno, la trató muy bien y después le dijo, mira, ven en tal fecha para hacerte una prueba para ver cómo está la enfermedad. Ella le puso una fecha a los 20 o 30 días por ahí y mi sobrina siguió tomando el medicamento. Cuando fue de nuevo, la doctora se asombró tanto que ya le hicieron la prueba y no tenía nada que indicara que tenía cáncer en el hígado. Entonces decidió tomar muestra y enviarla a los Estados Unidos. Cuando la enviaron, yo recuerdo que venía de Neiva, de una audiencia, y por donde, por la zona por donde estaba, a veces se va la señal, otra no, y cuando estamos en audiencia en la corte, pues nosotros no tenemos los celulares activos, sino que uno lo pone y lo quita de ahí porque interrumpe. Y entonces cuando ya salgo de la audiencia, que vengo hacia acá, yo veo muchísimas llamadas del número de ella. Y hasta me puse medio nervioso. Digo, ¿qué le pasaría a mi sobrina, Dios? Sí. Y de repente suena el teléfono. Y lo cojo. Aló, dime, sobrina. Me dice, bendición, tío, que utilizamos aquí todavía. Sí. Le digo yo, que Dios te bendiga. Dime, a ver, ¿qué es lo que pasa? Que veo un paquetón, como nosotros hablábamos en el algo popular, de llamada tuya acá. Y me dice, ay, tío, es de lo contenta que estoy. Estaba desesperada por comunicarle. Mire, llegaron los resultados de los Estados Unidos y salió 99.99 curada del cáncer. Así es. ¿Cómo? Gloria a Dios. Amén. Curada. Hasta el día de hoy, ahí está mi sobrina, dijo la doctora. Bueno, pero ya tú no necesitas de que chequeo médico porque está totalmente curada y ese hígado está como si fuera de una niña.
Oye, ¿y eso cuánto tiempo duró?
Hasta el día de hoy.
¿El proceso?
Ya tomando, ¿cuánto tiempo duró?
Duró quizá algunos 3 meses.
Ok, muy bien.
Tres meses más o menos. Como ella lo estaba viendo así, de 10 gotas y cada una hora.
Fuerte.
Sí, pero fuerte, le dio.
Se acostumbró.
Sí, y ya...
No, y como empezó a ver mejoría, le cogió más fe, más confianza.
Y eso es lo bueno de esto, que si tú empiezas muy bien, como tú indicaste, a los días tú vas sintiendo ya algo de mejoría. Si lo haces correctamente, tú dices, wow, Dios.
Gracias, John. Sí.
Gracias por todo, hermanos.
Sí, gracias a ustedes. Recordándoles que estamos en la WLG3B en el segundo nivel, lunes, miércoles y viernes, 7 de la noche. Nos veremos en una nueva entrega de este subprograma Gnosis Trascendental. Pues hasta la próxima.
So, you saw those videos. You see what John experienced there. And, we don't want to be professionals. But, we just show what phones, made on phones and stuff. But these are real people. Yeah. Folks, go to mmstestimonials.co, and some of the videos are still on YouTube. So we're updating them with Bright Dion, BitChute. But you can see everything on BitChute.com, G2 Voice. We have protocol videos, how to start. We have MMS testimonials. We have the G2 Voice video every week there. And we also have it brightdion.com on the G2 Voice, and we have Spanish sites there, Spanish videos, which are subtitled from the English videos. So we're throwing everything we can into try and help you be able to practice self-care. And if you don't do it, that's up to you. What else can you say, Joe?
Well, while I was there, I also was cleaning and fixing up where we have our Moringa farm, if you want to say. And old church building. So I'm getting it set up, and hopefully this year into the next, we're trying to do trials and bring people in, give them doses for a week, come back, get their how they feel, how they're getting better, and then maybe keep on getting more.
Would that be called a clinical study?
I don't want to say clinical. A church study?
No, I think it's clinical, because clinical means based upon a certain parameters. And it's guided by a scientific method. That's what we're doing with humans that are voluntarily. Do you pay anybody when you were there to take MMS?
No, they're coming to me. They're coming to me.
They're coming over the whole hillside from other parts of the DR.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, I've got to get a bunch of sacraments there.
So we got a work to do there. And we're going to do it as a church. And I don't give a shit what government's there. Hey, what laws they make. Listen, nothing is lawfully right that is morally wrong, folks. They can make laws, statute codes, all they want. Say, you can't do that. We're going to do it. I don't give a rat's ass what FDA says. We don't care what they think.
No.
Google, oh, you threw us off Amazon, Bezo, you little puny company.
I know. What are we going to do? Now we're going to send somebody another link.
My God, the creator that keeps your heart beating, buddy, is my father. I just want to let you know that, okay? And Jesus is my elder brother. Just so you know, okay? Just so you know that we're not afraid of you. We've experienced things spiritually a lot more intense than anything to do with MMS or some ABC punk or pickle-y-dilly.
Or Laphead Ed.
Picklehead Ed.
Or Lapdog.
Oh, Lapdog. What was his name? Labby? Lappy?
Yeah, I just
yeah, they call him Lapdog. Or Ross, Brian Ross.
What was the other girl?
He gets fired.
Willy Welly Welly?
Leslie.
Yeah, Willy Willy.
Willy Welly.
Shelly Welly or something last week. We could care less about you people. We're praying for your soul. Hey, I don't want to see anybody depart from this earth without Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I'll pray for your soul. But if you're an idiot, you know, and just stupid, and you don't check things out, and you call yourself a reporter, then you're paid off. You're a punk. I grabbed, John was there in L.A., the big boom mic.
Yeah.
I grabbed it from behind with the cameraman, grabbed it down and said, you're a piece of shit, ABC. Yes, I know who owns you, you Rothschild puppets. They never put that up there.
Yeah, no, they didn't put anything.
They didn't
but
put
you
it
calling
up.
Brian Ross a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, stupid son of a bitch.
He is. I mean,
and he got fired after that.
He
went down and checked the found gym. Like, look how investigative. And then Trump come up and said, he's a liar. He's the worst reporter.
He was the
reporter.
Most lying reporter
ever.
Ever.
Yeah, and he gets fired. And I don't know what the punk does now. So keep screwing with us.
Punk.
Keep screwing with punk. Yeah, you're a punk. The old witch bitch over there at Ireland, Fiona. We pray for your soul. You're so stupid. You're not only stupid, you're ugly. Because you're evil. Look at you. Look at your red hair. It's not because you're Irish, you have red hair. That's dyed shit, Joe.
Yeah, that ain't natural
making fun
red
of me.
Hair.
I'm offended. He's a bully. Yeah. Bully. You don't even know. You have no idea who Dave and Goliath were and what they had to deal with. We're not bullying you. We're trying to wake you up, you stupid bitch. You got Asperger's. Your kids have autism. And you got the cure. You're mocking the cure. We want your kids healthy. And say, Mom, you're not a stupid bitch. You're smart. Thank you for helping us. And get saved. That's what we want. And I'm going to tell you like it is. I don't even care. A crude, rude, and unacceptable socially, whatever. I don't have the right words. I'm not politically correct.
Yeah.
I don't care. Because I know, even when I was a preacher, I did the same thing behind the pulpit. I wasn't maybe ripping the words out as much then, but maybe I think I said shit a couple times.
You weren't calling people stupid bitches, though.
No, I might have called them a bitch. I might have. Because I had men in our church. MIT's professors. We had literally doctors, soldiers, and people would come to our church and go, why is your man, mostly when they go to churches, they're full of women. And we love women. Okay, we're not saying anything about that. But you got 70% men. And I said, well, you get the men and with logic and just tell them the truth straight out. None of this, oh, God bless you, brother. You know, this pious shit.
Mm.
You preach the truth like Jesus did, like Elijah did, like Samson did, like Moses did, like Aaron did, like Paul did, like Stephen did, like Jesus did. Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-boom, right? And you're going to offend some people. We got people that don't want to be offended and they feel entitled to just be healthy. No, you're going to work at this stuff.
Those are snowflakes, and we cure that too.
We cure snowflakes. You're
yes, we
offended
fix that.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
One guy told me that. He goes, I don't feel like I'm a snowflake anymore. I'm not offended easy.
Yeah.
So
we cure emotional problems too?
Yeah, si habla español. Toxins.
Si habla español, hay tiempo para llegar.
Una semana.
Una semana más. You can call us, write us from the description, and you can come as a walk-in. But we're done. We're done now. The seminar is over today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have 10 people, 20 people. couple people paid, but they can't make it for some reason. You know, a lot of people don't want to travel because of the old coronavirus. Someone Chinese. And don't eat Chinese food. You'll get it. You laughing? Well, you should laugh because I just saw a TV here in town that said the Chinese restaurants are not doing very good because people think if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you might be infected by one of those Chinese people.
Yeah, they were saying some whatever going around, some rumor that it was because they eat bats. Yeah. That's why they got the virus, that's what they were saying.
Well, it's just
crazy. Latins believe everything.
That you can't, the Chinese restaurants aren't doing so good right now. And people don't want to fly. Anybody come from China? I don't know.
I don't want to fly.
Well, John, he got in late. He's supposed to be here at 10:30. He got here at 5 a.m. That's why we sat down.
It's a red-eye flight.
Yeah, he got delayed. But I was looking at it like this. Maybe I was going to get killed on the road, and God slowed me.
I'm still here.
Maybe that pilot that didn't show up, well, maybe got distracted and you hit a mountain.
You hit a wall. You can't hit a wall. Well,
you can before you leave. But you don't know what the things that God's doing around you. But what you do is you put the work of God first. And this is what Jesus said. This is the work of God in John chapter 6. That all men believe on him that sent me. Hey, we're Bible believers, man. But we'll help you if you're not. Because we care about you. And we want you to be healthy, okay? We'll help anybody. People that I don't agree with, I'll help you. Physically, I will. Don't give me any shit, but we'll help you. We'll help you. We'll show you everything to do. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make me feel bad if I don't agree with you or anything. But we'll help you. I promise you that. That's different between us. And we're the only ones in the world doing this. And we all talk about this all the time. What should we do here? We don't know. There's no patent. No one's ever done this before. Mm-hmm. We just do it as it comes. And there's only a few of us making decisions and doing all the work.
Everything's custom that we do.
Everything's custom. So, God bless you folks. We're in a health revolution. Please, get the books. Get the free stuff. And then you make the decision. That's all up to you after that. God bless you. I hope you you listen and do well. John, you want to say any parting words of wisdom?
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Well, that's it.
I do want to be.
That's a good one.
I do.
Be back, Joe.
God bless everyone. Okay. Have a great week.
We're in a health revolution. See you next week.
We got MMS. We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering, build you back up. Make you tough again. Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.